My name is Johanna George, and I'm at the McDonough Museum of Art with Rose DoCampo.
Hi, Johanna. Thank you for this time today. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the opportunity to tell my story. So I guess I'll just start. First of all, I should start with the story. I went to church on a Sunday. It was an outdoor mass, Mill Creek Park down here in Youngstown, and the sermon that the priest was giving it that day was about, you know, what people go up to him all the time. Well, why does God cause suffering, and why does this, and why does that? And he addressed that at this particular sermon, which the timing was really quite uncanny. And his answer was, it happens. It's a human condition. We're on this earth as humans, and so we're susceptible to diseases and tragedies, etc. When you have a problem, when you get a cross that you have to carry, you bend over and you pick it up and carry it with as much dignity as you can muster. And those words, like, just shot me right in the heart. They really did. And oddly enough, that Thursday, I had a doctor's appointment and realized it was my turn to be sitting across the table from the doctor, and he said, you have stage 2 breast cancer. Well, it was a punch in the stomach, I'll say, and very surreal. But from that moment, the first thing I knew for certain was that I was going to be okay. And that was a good comforting thing to me. I don't know where that came from or where that confidence came from, but that's what I knew for sure. But also, like, right afterwards, I got this immediate sense of responsibility to the people that were around me, the people that loved me, the people that worried about me, that I needed to be strong for them. Because why? My mother already lost my dad to cancer years ago, and she shouldn't have to deal with that again. So there's a responsibility that comes with that. I took it as one. And in turn, in giving them the strength that I felt they needed, they gave it back to me just like on cue. So we got each other through this time. And it was a long, drawn-out process. And it's really strange because there's this odd celebrity that comes with cancer. Like, when you walk into the room, everybody pauses. What do we say? How do we act? You know? And so I found out that the persons who's afflicted with anything, whether it's cancer or something for a short term, something our whole lives, unfair as it sounds, we are responsible for making those around us comfortable with what makes us different. And so, you know, we have to address it that way. Otherwise, we risk being alone, which wasn't something I was interested in doing. But then onward it went, you know, pretty much routine. But right before I started my chemotherapy, this wonderful, amazing thing happened. These angels came to me, and they were sister angels, I would call. They were women who had taken that walk before me. I did not know who they were. But they came to me, and they comforted me, and they got me through the steps. And at first, I was really upset. I'm like, I don't want to be in your stinking club, okay? I don't want to have this association with you. I don't want this. But they must have been used to hearing it, but they stuck by me. And they got me through, and when everything was done, they left as quietly and as gracefully as they came in to help someone else. And so I feel like, going forward, that I could help other people. That's why I'm here today. And hopefully that, you know, someone will get this, and it might make a difference. I sure hope so. But the whole experience, I guess, in the end, reconnected me and just strengthened my spiritual belief. And it just forever changed me in a positive way. I feel compelled to help other people who are taking this walk. When they know that someone, and they see someone healthy looking, that it inspires them to keep fighting the fight. And every day since then has been a joy, and every step has been a new adventure. It's just really been a wonderful experience, as bad as that sounds, but it brought the best out in me. And so I am open to questions for anyone, if you have any that I can answer that might help someone understand what this is all about.
Are you in remission?
I am. I'm almost 10 years cancer survivor, so yeah, it's a great feeling.
In fact, wonderful.
And my support system got me through. It really did.
Mm-hmm. How did you get yourself prepared to take on this fight?
Well, I have to say, you probably heard this a million times, when you look back at your life, there's instances that happen that prepare you for this. And so there were experiences and adventures or periods in my life that exposed me to people that were so strong. My father was one. I had an Aunt Marianne who was another one. And I was in awe of their strength, and I didn't know I'd need it until now. Or till 10 years ago. So that's where I drew my strength, from my past experiences, you know.
Were you afraid to die?
Oddly enough, no. Because of my spiritual connection, I was not afraid to die. I never asked, why me? I mean, that seems like, to me, a question that's fruitless. Why anybody? Why kids? My God, are you serious? But again, it's a human condition, and those words from that sermon kept ringing through. So no, I wasn't afraid to die. In my spirituality and my faith, I knew that I would be okay, you know, that everything was going to work out.
Yeah. Have you spoke with people at a grander scale? I know this is a nice moment to share, mm-hmm. And people will hear this, but have you considered speaking in public?
I would, if someone would ask. I don't know where to go to tell my story, so I came here. But I've talked to so many people, other women, like I said, who've gone through this, and it was my turn to enter and exit into their lives at different times. But I would love to talk on a wider scale.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any scares from the 10 years?
Yes, actually. I have had scares, and it was really sobering, actually. I made 4 years, and they thought they saw a tumor that my cancer had metastasized, and they found a tumor, or what they thought was a tumor, at the base of my brain. And it was so interesting, though. It's like, okay, put your money where your mouth is. You've got all this spirituality now after all this big journey. Don't go getting chicken on me now. You've got people watching you. You know, you don't know who you're inspiring with your actions, so suck it up. I made my own arrangements. I had like 3 or 4 days. It's like the procedure itself was life-threatening, and so I had 3 or 4 days to write my obituary, pick out my casket, blah, 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 put the game face on and did it. And I didn't tell anyone because my daughter was going to be on homecoming court at Akron, the University of Akron. I was not going to ruin her weekend, but I did go, and I got to tell you, I'm sitting there, and it was this crisp fall night, and the air was so beautiful and so clean, and the sky was the bluest color I've ever seen, and there was this energy just swarming around, and I'm like, my God, this is great. I want to feel like this. This is going to get me through this fight, and I'm not going to die from cancer. I'm going to live with it. Luckily, it was a scare. It was just, they figured it was like a scar tissue or something that was there because I responded very favorably to the surgery that I did go through. But it kind of tested my faith again, and I was glad that I you know, was strong through that too.
Was your faith strong growing up? Did you have a background?
Yeah, I've always been a spiritual person. I'm not like a go-to-church-every-week kind of gal, but I am a spiritual person. I pray often. I'm very thankful for what I have. Every day that goes by, every day that I wake up is a new day. So,
did you grow up in Youngstown?
Yes, born and raised in Youngstown. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This area is very ripe with multicultural religions.
It is.
You said you go to Mass.
Yeah, I was raised a Roman Catholic, but I'm open to other ways of expressing your faith. As long as we show respect to a higher deity, it doesn't matter how or why or you know, we have to respect something higher than ourselves. That to me is spirituality. And I guess I probably would want to close with one more thought, if I may.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping, really, that anyone who hears this message today, or whenever they hear it, understands how vital it is to have good relationships with people. Give of yourself, don't hold back, and cherish those. It's so important to us, especially when we're going through times of trouble. And that our attitude and how we approach these moments of adversity determines the outcome either way. And really, even if we realize that we're losing the fight physically, even if we feel it slipping away from us physically, on a spiritual level, I believe anyway, that we will be whole again. And so we are going to win this fight. We'll win it here, on this earth, or we'll win it on the other side. But we will win.
Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, an honor, actually. Thank you.
Thank you.